Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
That feeling when you hear someone call your name and you turn, but no one's there, and a shiver runs down your spine. When something moves just out of vision and it sets in, the sense that someone or something is watching you. Do you know that feeling? Good. It means you're paying attention. I'm Micah Jones. My friends and I started this podcast to explore my dreams and nightmares and to help me finally deal with my dad's death, even after all this time. Instead, we stumbled onto something much darker, something we were never meant to find out. My dreams aren't just dreams. They're memories. Warnings. I should have paid closer attention. And my dad? He's at the center of it all. The How It Ends podcast is no longer releasing in real time. We can't. It isn't safe. But if you're just finding us, start at the beginning. Thank you for listening.
The events that are about to unfold occurred between March 20 and March 23, 2020.
Hey, you know, I'm going to try and get out of your hair as soon as possible. It's just so time consuming trying to look at apartments around work and, you know, plus trying to fight with my insurance company to recoup all my lost stuff.
Elle, stop. Like I told you, you can stay here as long as you want.
I know. And I appreciate it. I want my own space again. You know, your futon's fine, but it's not exactly the Four Seasons, no offense.
Okay.
Plus, like, you never have any good food here either.
So have we progressed to the joking about it stage?
Yeah, isn't dark humor one of the five stages of grief?
All right, so are we still going to go to the mall today to, like, get you some new clothes?
I don't know. I don't really have that much money.
No, I told you. Like, I got this. Like, it's not up for debate. You're going to let me help.
Micah, I can't take your money.
Stop. We're not going on like a pretty woman shopping spree to Barney's. I'm going to get you some t-shirts and jeans. Please, because it's going to cost me more money in utilities to let you wash the same two shirts and pair of underpants every day.
I mean, I could just borrow some of your stuff.
Oh, like that's really cute. That's cute. But you're like a sprinkly little forest sprite. And I'm hot, but I'm like way curvier than you are. And like, you know, you wearing my clothes makes you look like a little kid playing dress up. How tall are you again? Are you 4 feet? Yeah.
4'11 and a half.
Yeah, my mistake.
Mm. Okay, fine. I guess it would be nice to get a few things to wear, but I'm going to pay you back when I get my insurance money.
Yeah, I don't care. Sure, whatever works.
Hey, look at this apartment. It's actually still in my same neighborhood, and it's a little bit more expensive, but I think I could swing it.
Ooh, I like that. It looks like it gets really great light.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to schedule a tour. Can I use your laptop? It's probably easier than doing it on my phone. Who's that?
It's an unknown number.
Don't answer. It's probably just spam.
Hello?
Okay. What?
Hello? Micah? Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you now.
Are you home right now?
Where are you?
Just tell me if you're going to be home in about an hour. And can Amy, Devin, and Elia be there too?
What is this about, Luke?
Micah, please, I'll explain later. Can all four of you be at your place in an hour? We need to talk, and I have something I need to show you.
I know me and Elliot can do that. Yeah, sure. But, Devin's out somewhere and I'm pretty sure Amy's at home, like in Boston. What is going on?
I'll explain. I promise, Micah. Please, just call them and get them there as soon as they can. Text me on this number when you're all there.
Okay, but Luke. He hung up.
Cool. Yeah, this isn't going to be a giant fucking mess or anything. Mm.
Why didn't you ask him what he wanted?
I did. He wouldn't answer any of my questions. All he said is that he had something to show us.
Yeah, and he was all like panicky too. The whole thing was so off.
Well, do you think we're safe? Should we all be here?
That's what I've been trying to say for months. This guy is not okay. Something's up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think you're right on that. So I'm not going to let anything happen though. Don't worry.
Nothing's going to happen. Listen, everything feels weird. Yeah. But I know Luke, well, present day Luke anyway, like better than the rest of you. You know, I don't know what he's up to and I don't know if it's something shady, but my gut tells me that he's not dangerous. Like if he was, he could have hurt me already. He had so many chances. Like we spent so much time alone. Like he could have left me in a ditch, but he didn't.
I need a drink. Anybody else want a drink? Micah, where do you keep your gin?
It's just a cabinet next to the stove and I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good too.
Yeah, same. I want to have my wits about me when this dude shows up.
Yeah. Micah, what number did he call you from? Is it the same as the last time? You know, when he sent that file with him and Mark?
No, it's a different one. It was a 218 area code.
Hmm. Minnesota?
And he definitely said he wanted to show you something.
Yeah, you heard it.
Maybe that's his way of getting you to be okay with him coming here. Oh, what's he have to show you that he just couldn't tell you about over the phone? Does that mean he was the one sending the packages this whole time?
Your guess is as good as mine. I said...
I know. Just take it. I just have a feeling.
Okay.
So Luke also asked for all of us to be here. Like, that's the part I don't love about this. He asked for me, too.
Yeah.
It's the ex-boyfriend reunion you never asked for.
Hilarious.
Just saying.
I found a couple potential apartments in Providence.
Oh, yeah? Where about?
One in the Armory near the park and a couple closer to Broadway.
Oh, nice. That's actually pretty close.
Yeah, well, you know, to be fair, everything in Providence is close.
Yeah, true. Before Luke called, actually, and, you know, ruined our day, I was about to email someone about a place off of Governor.
Oh, I actually saw one on the east side that I liked, too.
Oh, maybe we'll be neighbors. Either way, I really need to find a place, you know, since all my stuff is ash.
You You really have a beautiful command of language, Elia. Does anyone ever tell you that?
Yeah, you. All the time, actually.
Yeah, just checking.
Who's gonna get it?
My house. I will.
Hey, Micah.
Hey, you look...
different. I know. The beard.
And your hair. It's long.
Yeah. I haven't really had the time to...
Yeah, you didn't come here to talk to me about your hair, Luke. What do you want? Like, and why did everybody need to be here for it?
Okay, so... I know I have a lot to explain.
Listen, what the hell do you want? Like, why are you here? Just
Elia,
spit it out.
Down.
Like, no one is going to fall for your small talk bullshit anymore. Did you come here to threaten me again? Am I next? Is that what you said last time, isn't it?
Can I please come in? The screen door is locked.
Yeah, it is. I don't think you need to come in to talk, do you? You can say what you need to say from where you are.
No, I'm not here to threaten you, and I wasn't threatening you then either. I knew it came out all wrong. I was sort of thinking out loud, and it was actually more of a warning. I know I have a lot to explain, and I absolutely will. But there is something else that we need to do first, and I would much rather do that inside where it's private.
What could be so urgent that you need to come in? Like, what are you scared somebody's watching you, or are you the one doing the watching? Yeah, I thought so. So this is a waste of time. You can just go back to whatever hole you crawled out of and leave us all alone. We have much bigger problems than dealing with you right now. At least I do.
God damn it, Elia. I know you hate me, but honestly, this shit isn't really about how you feel. We can figure that out some other time, but it really isn't that high in my list of fucking priorities.
Oh, really? You want to do this now?
We really should talk about this inside. I know you have every reason not to trust me, but...
No, that's... You son of a bitch. That is the understatement of the century.
Okay, Elia, come on. Stop. Calm down.
No, Micah, unlock the door. I'm going to knock this kid out.
Elia!
Stop!
Elia, hey. Let's go to the kitchen and grab that drink, huh? You're right. This whole situation is a fucking mess. So, just please, it's getting late. You don't want Barry coming down asking a bunch of questions.
No, we don't.
We all have to relax.
Please don't tell me to relax right
Come on,
now.
Hey, I'm on your side. All right, please. Let's just go grab that drink.
Yeah, Elle, just go with Amy and Devin. Let me deal with this for now. Who the fuck is this?
I'm the reason he asked you to come inside.
Step into the porch light. I can't see your face. Are you... How do you two know... What are you doing here?
Hey, Micah, are you good out here?
Amy, wait. Stay there. Don't come over here.
Brendan?
Are you going to say something or just glare at me?
Leave it to you to show up after 20 years and expect me to say something first.
See, you haven't lost that temper.
You don't know me. Don't Goose, pretend like you do.
I...
Stop calling me that. Fuck. This must have been just how Micah felt.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Never mind.
Okay. Well, is it Ames, Amelia, Amy? You're my sister. What should I call you?
Amy is fine. What are you doing here? And why are you with Luke? How do you even know Luke? You never met him when we dated.
I'll explain everything, I promise. But I need everyone to hear it.
I have never been so happy and so fucking pissed to see somebody at the same time. Really, it's a really new experience for me.
Yeah, well, real mature.
Well, you deserve a lot more than that.
Guess you're right. So what's new?
Are you fucking serious? What's new? I was in high school the last time you saw me. What do you mean, what's new? What's fucking new with you? Where the hell have you been for the last 2 decades?
Amy, I'm so sorry. I never meant to leave you behind. Not for this long, anyway. I didn't want
well,
to.
Well, you did.
And you have every right to be mad at me.
Oh, I know. You don't have to give me permission to be mad. Why now?
Sorry?
Why come back now? Have you even talked to Mom or Dad?
No.
You didn't answer my questions before. How do you and Luke even know each other? What are you two doing together?
Is that a wiffle ball bat over there? I haven't seen one of those in ages.
What? I don't know. Yeah. I think it's Devin's. Are you seriously laughing right now?
No, I mean, yeah, but do you remember how we all used to go play wiffle ball down at Vanderveer?
Yeah, and?
And we sent that kid, the one with the big-ass head, to D'Alessio's to get sodas and snacks. What was his name?
I do not remember.
Doesn't matter. We sent him to Gaston Ave to get sodas for like 30 kids. He was riding his kid sister's bike that was way too small for him, so his knees were winging out at the sides. When he came back, he had a plastic bag and an armful of soda cans, and he wasn't looking where he was going. He rode his bike straight into one of the chains that blocked off the playground. You know, the ones that connect the two metal posts? He was so low on the bike that the chain hit him in the friggin' neck, sending him flying backwards, the bike, ghost riding straight underneath the chain. All the sodas went flying. Coke cans were exploding everywhere.
We're not doing this.
Hey, you two need anything? Amy? You still okay?
Yeah, I'm great. Never better.
I'm good, Micah. Thanks, but... Hey, Luke, let's go. Amy, you're right. I shouldn't have shown up like this without any warning. I'm super sorry. Luke!
Wait, where are you going? Is this really how you're going to handle this? You're running away again?
No, I promise. But it did just hit me how shitty this is. I backed you into a corner, and that's not what I wanted to do. It's late, and I'm not foolish enough to think that one night and one conversation is going to make everything better. I'm sorry about the laughing. It's seeing you after so long. A lot of memories just hit me all at once. I couldn't help it. What if we meet up tomorrow? Just the two of us. Are you free? Wherever you want. Any time of the day.
Yeah, we can do that.
Here, this is my phone number. When you call, I promise that I will pick up.
What a concept.
Tomorrow, I promise. Let's go.
Okay. Micah, there's a lot we need to talk about. I'm not trying to delay it, but I thought this was sort of
yeah,
more...
Yeah, I know.
Soon.
You coming?
Yeah, I'm right behind you. Look, everyone, I'm sorry. I really am. Good night.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.